song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We've got a pretty busy show coming your way today. We're going to give you a chance to win some Nebraska baseball tickets to this weekend's games with Cal State Bakersfield. So we'll be listening for your opportunity to win a family four-pack courtesy of Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. We're also going to hear from Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler. He was in Kearney earlier this week. We had a chance to catch up with the coach and get some thoughts about what's going on in the offseason and a couple questions about what's going on with the football team. We will also be talking with Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com in our final segment today. It's our weekly fantasy baseball segment. We'll find out what's going on, see who you can get to replace Manny Ramirez.
And, oh, my goodness gracious!
And, it's on all the time, and I'm not sure that the interest has dropped a whole lot. I think it's dropped a little bit from its peak as far as professional poker and poker on television. And Lisa Parsons, a professional poker player from the Midwest, actually made it into the top 100 of last year's World Series of Poker. She's going to join us for a few minutes later on in the program today. So those are our scheduled guests. As always, pretty busy. But if you have something that you would like to get off your chest or get on the program, 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. And, of course, you can always go to the Dent Popper inbox. Fire away on your computer. Doug and Daddy. Doug, spell out the word and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we are glad to have you along on the program today. But, Daddy, news just here in the last few minutes. One of the biggest names in Major League Baseball in some trouble.
Well, your jaw drops when you hear this thing about somebody of that magnitude. Somebody established in the major leagues, making a beeline for the Hall of Fame. Now, is that a question? I mean, there's got to be, he's got to take the podium within the next hour and a half, I would think. They know they're going to be tested. How can you be still doing this stuff after what's went on the last 5 years? This is just absolutely astonishing. You finally find some peace. You finally find some peace, inner peace, or whatever you want to call it, by getting out of Boston. You're in a place, West Coast, where everybody loves you. It's a much more relaxed atmosphere. And then you do this.
Your jaw just dropped, did it not? When you heard this, it was like, how can this be happening?
Well, it's...
What are they, 7 games ahead in the West Division?
They got it going on.
They've won 26 damn games. They're 20-6 or some stupid thing.
Yeah, I think they're 20-8 going into yesterday's game. So, yeah.
They're 20-8.
So there you go. There you go. I don't know what to think out there. I don't know what to think. The only thing I can tell you is thank God. I want to thank personally, no matter how this turns out, I want to thank Manny Ramirez, because now SportsCenter has something to talk about besides Brett Favre. This radio station has something to talk about besides Brett Favre. Although they're going to have time to talk about Brett Favre, we will hear something besides Brett Favre. So Manny Ramirez reportedly going to be suspended 50 games, maybe starting as early as today.
Yeah, there's no messing around. And Derek, you're a big Red Sox fan.
I couldn't believe the news either. I thought probably other kinds of drugs, not so much performance enhancing, but I don't know. That came as a surprise to me, but you can't really put it by anybody anymore. I mean, you don't know who's using and who's not really, so
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah.
Because everybody's tested now.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
In the old days, maybe some question. But to get this far in your career, to have the success he's had, to me, it's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Hitting 348 on the season. 348.
Best right-handed hitter of our generation, right? Got to be.
He's pretty amazing. And so Manny Ramirez, and you'll be hearing about it all day here on ESPN Radio. So let's step away from that and talk about a few other things. Here's a news story that just broke down. Former Nebraska football player Irwin Sweeney and another Texas man have been given Nebraska prison time for possessing 41 pounds of marijuana. The 30-year-old Sweeney of Cedar Hill, Texas, and 32-year-old Leveziano Holmes, I think that's right, too. Leveziano Holmes were sentenced this week in Hall County, both getting 2 to 5 years for possession with intent to distribute and 12 to 13 months for not having a drug tax stamp. The sentence are to be served concurrently. They're going to file appeals. Court says Sweeney and Holmes were arrested in February of 2007 after a traffic stop on Interstate 80 near Grand Island, which then it goes on to say is in South Central Nebraska, in this AP Nebraska news story. A search by the State Patrol found the pot in luggage inside the vehicle. Of course, Sweeney, Husker defensive back from 1997 through 2001.
Why would they think they were going to sell it? I mean, it's only 41 pounds.
What's the deal with the drug tax stamp? Well, I don't get it. Can you just go to – so if they would have taken it to the courthouse and said, hey, I need a drug tax stamp for my 41 pounds of marijuana, and then it would have been okay?
Or just a new way to help negotiate. Reports that they were on their way to Lincoln to see Jabba Chamberlain's mom cannot be confirmed.
Oh, no. So why do you got to kick people when they're down?
I know. It's terrible because that's what we do.
Oh, no.
They made a mistake, right? They made a mistake.
41 pounds a mistake.
Well, so there you go. Let's get to the good news. Mark Tian had 3 hits. Mike Jacobs had 3 hits. They both had 3 RBIs. Billy Butler had 3 hits. The Royals had 17 hits. If they were still doing it, it'd be donuts for everybody. The Royals, 9 in a row, even getting that Lug Sidney Ponsona win last night.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
5 in a row. 7 out of 8. Pulling away from the Cubs. Pulling away from the... Oh, that's right, it's a bad...
Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly.
You know what? I realized yesterday after the show, we cheer for the Cubs. Why are the Cubs fans attacking the Royals?
I don't know.
Would think Cubs fans would cheer along with the Royals and feel good.
Well, you know, 101 years of sadness for the Cubs. Ours has only been 24, you know, for Kansas City. So we'll see. Want to see the Cubs do well. If it was a Cubs-Royals World Series somehow, obviously rooting for the Royals. 9-1 last night over the Seattle Mariners, and this 4-game homestand and brief 2-game series with Seattle will end this afternoon. You'll hear it right here on ESPN. Pregame at 12:35. First pitch this afternoon at 1:10. A beautiful afternoon. Hopefully you can get outside, maybe enjoy the baseball while you're mowing.
Did you happen to see the 9th inning last night? Farnsworth comes in.
Well, I didn't see it. I heard about it. It's nice when the Royals have a 7-8-run lead, which rarely happens, but that allows Farnsworth to get some work without Trey Hillman going, oh, no.
Well, they bring him in. No. It's just a soft ground ball hit between the first and second baseman. So, of course, Farnsworth goes over to cover first base, and just a nice – it's not a hard-thrown ball. It's just a flip. Right off the end of the glove, you know, and you can just hear some of the fans like, this, I mean, not like Seattle was ever in this ball game, but you get into the game, you think, let's,
well, you know, that happens. That happens, right? But then he settled down and recovered, right?
Yeah, he got him out.
Except the next guy hit it right back to him and he couldn't feel it. It went off of his glove. So then he got 2 on.
Yeah.
And Farnsworth was going, with the Royals win. That's all that matters. 5 in a row for Kansas City. UNK UNK. How about that? Can I get a little Loper Pride music going there, Derek? Because this is worth it for the UNK baseball team as they down Colorado State Pueblo 4-1 in the opening round of the RMAC tournament. Oh, yeah. That's right. There it is, UNK. Ryan Sheldon. Thank God he came back. He throws a complete game, six-hitter, UNK 4, Colorado State Pueblo 1. Andrew Hakey launches a two-run home run in the seventh inning to break a 1-1 tie. The Lopers pick up the 4-1 victory. And for the third time this year, Sheldon shuts down Colorado State Pueblo, who's one of the top offenses in the country. In the three games he's pitched this year in this high-potent offensive conference, he's allowed a grand total of 3 runs. This is the same team he struck out 17 in 8 innings 2 weeks ago when they were
coach made him walk.
The coach made him walk. I wonder, well, it's not shouldn't be so bad when they're at home this time.
But, walk home!
That still had to be bizarre. I wish we'd had video of that. Walking all the way across basically the city of Kearney from Memorial Field to their motel room. And then the next morning, get in the vans, we're going to the game. We got 2 today. They lost all 4. But anyway, this is a little bit bigger news. UNK last year went through, swept it. 2 years ago, they got beat and came all the way back through that brutal
loser's bracket.
And got back in one. So they've won 9 consecutive games in the RMAC tournament now. Number 1 went down yesterday. Nationally ranked Mesa State was beaten. And when you throw your number 1s, maybe they didn't do that yesterday. I don't know. 16-10. Regis beat them. So now Pueblo and Mesa, the top 2 seeds in the conference, are playing the elimination game, the first game today at 1 o'clock.
Somebody's home.
They're both at the regional rankings, but you got to think if Pueblo doesn't win that, they're not going to make the NCAA tournament.
That's exactly right.
And then Regis will play Metro at 4, and UNK will play New Mexico Highlands tonight at 8. Highlands beat Metro State by a score of 9-4, but look for another hopefully strong pitching performance tonight. Earlier in the day, Sheldon was named the RMAC Pitcher of the Year for a second consecutive season from Kearney High. Kearney Catholic's Blake Cover, a junior third baseman, and Sheldon and Cover played together on the big boy squad. He is also on the first team. Nate Swear, the right fielder, is on the second team. Jared Lush and Ricky Muir and Andrew Hakey all on the third team, all RMAC. Released yesterday. Mesa State coach Chris Hanks, the coach of the year. Really? You're picked to win it and you won it. So you're the coach of the year. How you feel today? The player of the year is Matt Bodenchunk of Mesa State. He's probably not feeling too good today either. The freshman of the year, Dave Holland, the third baseman out of Regis. So there you go. There's your all RMAC team. And they are moving on to tonight.
Lopers go tonight. What time did you say?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay.
And one other bit of note, we know that the Hastings College softball team and Coach Troy Baker is going to join us Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about this. But the brackets for the NAIA National Tournament have been released. 32 teams are in this tournament. They play a round-robin pool, and then they go into the brackets. How come you just knew this was going to happen?
Let me guess, the defending national champ?
Hastings will play the very first game of this tournament. Now they play on 4 fields. But they play at 9 a.m. in Decatur, Alabama, against the number 1 team in the country, 54-5, California Baptist University. California Baptist University is the first game. So that's at 9 a.m. Then they come back Friday afternoon at 4:30 and play 22nd-ranked Friends, Kansas. And then Saturday night, Park, Missouri at 6 p.m. who is not ranked right now. So those are the 3 teams, and if they can get at least 1 and maybe 2 wins, and they stick around, but it's not stacked up well for them.
Welcome to the tournament, ladies. But,
yeah, so there you go. Let's go to the phone lines. Mike joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He wants to talk a little bit about the Royals, I understand. Mike, good morning.
Yeah, Doug, I was just going to see if your boy Farnsworth, he needs to use his glove to field that. He fielded that off his pitching hand. That's how bright that kid is.
Well, that might be a break for us. That could take care of 2 problems at once there.
Well, and then I was going to see if anybody caught the armored truck backing up to Kaufman, bringing back Mike Sweeney's money he stole from the Royals for the last 10 years.
He looked good in a different uniform, didn't he?
I thought he looked real good in a different uniform. Fever kept saying he thought they ought to bring him in because the fans wanted to give him a round of applause for appreciation for the past 10 years. I think they should have brought some of the money back he took.
Yeah.
Mike, you're right on base. You are right on base. Keep rooting for the Royals, bud.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
I did hear LaFever say that about, I think Sweeney gets in a pinch hit so the Royals fans could show their appreciation what a wonderful career he had. I was looking, wait a minute. Are you going to crack up now? He was serious.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding stuff. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to hear from Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler and go to the professional poker tour. Lisa Parsons is going to join us, all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Not everyone grows up to be a Tiger, but whether it's nurturing inborn talent or just learning a game for a lifetime, Indian Head Golf Courses Junior Golf is now forming to begin June 1st through July, a family outing in August. Youngsters will learn the basics, the rules, and etiquette. Boys under age 11 on Monday and Tuesday, girls on Wednesday, more advanced 12 and over on Thursdays. Entry deadline May 25th. Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, Indian Head. Log on to IndianHeadGolf.com. Call 308-381-4653.
If your partials or bridges are painful, worse yet, you're ashamed to smile, then we need to talk. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MetalArc Dental Associates. Implant dentistry can change years of painful eating experiences as well as embarrassment. Proven procedures performed with the newest sedation dentistry allow the entire experience to be comfortable and relaxing. Sedation dentistry is good news. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Visit us at MetalArc Dental Associates and confidently bite into your favorite foods.
To find out more about Dr. Michael Bryson's implant and sedation dentistry, log on to MetalArcDental.com, MetalArcDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a pain-free, brighter smile tomorrow.
Calling all motorsports enthusiasts. Carney Yamaha is having a party and you're invited. It's the Yamaha Get Out and Ride Open House. Be among the first to see the all-new 2009 Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs. Schedule a tune-up for your current ride. Enjoy food, fun, entertainment, and door prizes. Plus, enter for your chance to win a new Raptor 250 ATV or Zuma 125 scooter. So hurry to Carney Yamaha for the Yamaha Get Out and Ride Open House going on this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. See dealer for details and ATV age recommendations. For safety and training information, call the ATV Safety Institute at 1-800-887-2887.
First, the watercraft. ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Carney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Carney Yamaha.
Big Red Football.
This is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com, and I'll see you at Fanatics Kearney Thursday, May 7th from 7 to 9.
Balls, bullseyes, and Fanatics. That about says it all. Details at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower or storm. Otherwise, look for highs in the upper 70s with winds variable at 5 to 15. Moving into tonight with a possibility of a few showers or storms, we'll fall up to 52, up to 68 for high Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A couple of overtime games in the NHL. Home team's got the job done to take care of business there. And then in the NBA, yikes, two pretty easy wins for the favorites that needed wins. But, boy, Houston and the Lakers thought it'd be nice to just kind of shove some people around last night.
You know, it's physical because it's playoff basketball. Haven't you heard the interviews? Yeah, you know, okay. Come on, guys. Seriously? Derek, your Pittsburgh Penguins last night.
Yeah, you got to win. Letang with a goal in overtime.
But did you see the guy drop the stick to start the game? Like, I don't know.
I
it was like
catch that.
2 minutes in, he drops his stick. Then he comes back and goes, whack. They're behind 1-0 right out. He drops his stick behind the net, and then he's like, uh-oh, they got the puck.
I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. Brutal. You're going to have to check that out because.
That's a walk. Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of shocking, Big 12 football coaches have rejected a proposal to change the controversial tiebreaker that gave Oklahoma the nod over Texas in the three-way tie in the Big 12 South last season. Looking at some reports, it looked like the vote was 11-1, and we know that Mack Brown was the one. Coach Bo Pelini basically saying in an article with Steve Sipple in the Lincoln Journal Star today that, you know, I don't think it's the best solution, but until somebody can come up with a better idea, you can't change it until somebody comes with a better idea. So that's what's going on there. But I am a little surprised. I thought everybody was up in arms about this. And it doesn't necessarily matter. It still may be the schools in their conference, and when they get together for their convention may override that anyway.
Would you? I guess some people from the say let the team that hasn't been there, you know, has the longest hiatus from the title game. You know, well, Oklahoma's always there, Texas always there, so let Texas Tech go. I don't know that shows that you're a better football team. Obviously, they showed that they were a better football team over Texas last year on the field, but not so much against Oklahoma.
Don't forget, Sean Callahan wraps up his Tri-Cities tour tonight at Fanatics Sports Bar, 7-9, spring game film. You'll also see all the recruiting video of the class of 2009 signees. Sean will be there to answer your questions. It's free. It's open to the public. Great deals, as always, at Fanatics. Come early. Stay late. Enjoy the pizza. Enjoy the wings, the drink specials as well. It's tonight, free and open to the public. Fanatics, 7-9. Come join us. We'll be there. Sean Callahan at Fanatics. Also, earlier this week, Touchdown Club had an event here in Kearney. Linebacker coach Mike Eckler was the featured speaker, and we had a chance to catch up with Coach Eckler, and here's a few of his comments from earlier in the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The Touchdown Club in Kearney putting on a great festivities and a great event, which we hadn't seen much of lately. And joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, linebacker coach Mike Eckler. And Tony, of course, last night giving a good speech and letting the folks know what was going on with the Husker program.
Well, I think the first thing he wants everybody to know is Nebraska's back and the tradition's back, the walk-on program's back. Mike Eckler, your thoughts on that?
Well, again, I mean, we're not back right now because we're not even close to where we want to be. But I think that Bo and everyone else, I think we got it pointed in the right direction. And we're just excited about this off season, this summer, getting better. And we're excited about lining up that first game against Arkansas State.
Coach, enthusiasm is there 12 months a year, 365. You have that. The fans have that. Talk about how important it is to come out and do events like this and keep the Huskers on the front burner.
I think it's great. It's just great to get out and meet people and for them to understand, kind of give them the insight of what's happening with their program, because this is their program, and we're just in a position right now to serve them, and we're out here, we're trying to do our best to get this ship righted like Coach Devaney and Coach Osborne had, and again, it's just good to get out and let people know.
Coach, I want to get your thoughts on a year ago at this time to this year after spring ball and where you feel you are in comparison of the two.
I just feel like our players know a lot more of what's expected of them. They understand the scheme a lot more, and they understand they know the coaches, and they know the standard that Bo and the rest of us are going to hold them to.
Coach, a lot of fans say, hey, we don't have the five-star linebackers coming in this year, and that's one point of emphasis of who's going to step in, take those linebacker roles. And some of the talk last night was about, you know, eight-man kids and kids from Nebraska, non-scholarship kids. You're going to have to rely on some of those kids this fall.
Yeah, we've got guys that you look at it, and when we got here, we had five scholarship linebackers. And right now, I mean, we've got two of those guys left in our room, you know, with Blake Lawrence and Philip Dillard. And the rest of them are young guys. But young is not in our vocabulary. I mean, we're going to put three guys out there next year who are going to play their tails off, who are going to execute, and who are going to play to the standard that has been set here at the University of Nebraska. Well, I'm excited about it. And again, we're going to find those guys, and they're there.
Mike Eckler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, obviously special teams, such a huge part of football. You feel a lot more comfortable, I'm assuming, after this spring with who you redshirted a year ago and who you're going to be able to put on the field in all four aspects of that.
Yeah, great point. With those guys that we redshirted last year, I think we were going to see a big influx of speed and athleticism and get guys like, you know, out there on special teams maybe a little bit better making plays in space, and I really think that you're going to see a tremendous improvement.
Coach, you're also out here trying to make some stops at some high schools as far as making connections with coaches and doing some local recruiting. I know you can't talk about any kids that you're necessarily looking at. Right now, what are you seeing as the talent level in this part of the state?
I think there's great kids everywhere, and I think that in western Nebraska that you just have to go out and you got to turn over every stone, and you got to go find them. You got to go find the Jay Steens from Bridgeport. You got to go find, you know, the Matt Mays from Imperial. You know, those kids are out here. We got to find them. We got to get them there because they're great players.
You know, somewhere you spend a lot of time is Texas, and everybody wants to know, well, Texas is in on the best kids. You go out of your way, much like Nebraska, and find those unturned stones.
Yeah, that's our job. I mean, we're trying to win it all. And our job is to get the right kids in here at the University of Nebraska. And we want as many Nebraska kids as we can get because they understand the tradition. They understand the standard. And they would cut, most of them would cut off their right arm to play in Memorial Stadium.
Coach, one of the things you tried to tell the fans and sell to the kids is that, you know, we're not afraid to say we want to win every football game. Is that a hard sell sometimes to kids out there, when you, especially this first year when you didn't have success the year before? They come in, now they've had a little success. How do you take that next step and sell, you know, it is possible to every week be competitive and have a chance to win?
Winning takes care of all that. And our focus is getting our kids ready to roll, and our focus is on putting a great team on the field every Saturday. And so you start doing that, and people out there, these kids may be a little bit young to remember the 90s when Nebraska was winning it every year, but the coaches, those guys, they all know. And you walk in there and they're like, hey, you guys, you don't understand. The last 15 years, guess how many times Nebraska's played for the national championship? 5 times. That's 1 out of 3 years, if my math is right. That's pretty darn good.
That's not bad for a Kansas State boy.
Yeah, I know. And then you also look at it and you say, okay, the last 30 years, how many times has Nebraska won fewer than 9 games? 3 times. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's tradition. That's enough right there.
Mike, last question before we let you go. The camaraderie you have with those former coaches back from the Tom Osborne regime seemed to be phenomenal tonight. A lot of smiles, a lot of laughs. You guys have fun together, something that's certainly been missing the last 4 years before you guys got here.
Those guys built this place. You know, Coach Devaney, Coach Osborne, and all the assistants who were here for 20-some years. I mean, it's incredible. And they're around a lot. They're around our program.
You can't get rid of them, can you?
No, you don't want to. You know, they remind you, and you know, that's the standard as a coach. I mean, I look out there and I see former linebacker coach, and I think, you know what? You know, I mean, I wouldn't mind being here for 20 years. I mean, it's a unique place. It's a different place, and it's special. And those guys, I mean, I go over to Coach Tenneper's house, and we sit around and enjoy a couple cocktails, and I just sit there and listen to the old stories, and it's neat. And I'm a Nebraska kid, growing up, and I knew all these guys, and you know, it's fun for me. It's very, very special.
Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for the great program, and good luck and continued success to you and your staff. Thanks for giving us time.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's from earlier this week. Coach Mike Eckler, the Nebraska linebacker coach, was speaking at a touchdown club event here in Kearney.
You know, Coach Carl Pelini was on, what, about 10 days ago with us?
Last Friday.
Okay, and we, you know, whatever.
You do the math.
You do the math. 10, 12 days ago.
That's 10 to you, yeah.
18 days ago last Friday. You know, he's leaving California 3 weeks. Mike Eckler was doing some stuff in Nebraska, then leaving for Houston for 2 weeks. You know, these guys are gone a lot, you know, just away from home, 2-3 weeks at a time continually.
That's why a lot of them are single.
You know, no,
or have happy marriages.
And Coach Eckler's not.
1-888-455, or that's what I said, have happy marriages. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Congratulations coming up and coming around. UNK tomorrow. Be careful tonight, folks. They have grants. 1-888-455-ESPN. Coming up, we're going to talk a little poker, but before we do...
You want to give away some tickets?
Okay, let's give away some Nebraska baseball tickets. We have tickets to either Saturday or Sunday. Saturday, it's 2:05. Sunday, it's 1:05. If you would like a family four-pack of tickets and have not won a family four-pack of baseball tickets yet this season from us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, then you are eligible at 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. We'll let you choose. We'll let you choose where you want to go, Saturday or Sunday, which day you want to go. Sam Keller, unbelievable, unbelievable. Here, I got a Sam Keller story coming up. So here's your trivia question. Where did Sam Keller play college football before he came to Nebraska? That's the question. You give us the answer. You get a family four-pack of Nebraska baseball tickets. Back with Lisa Parsons, professional poker player, after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character. At Ace, we help make it easier and now more affordable. For a limited time, get a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon of Select Royal Paint, starting at $21.99, so you can make your bedroom a little brighter. Give your living room a new look. For everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit 10. See store for details.
With four sizes of our specialty T-bone steak. All steaks hand-cut fresh right in the steakhouse. Home the four-pound Texas Challenge with the biggest variety of steaks in the state. And three sizes of prime rib voted the best in Grand Island, where quality, value, and variety is our promise. Great-tasting steaks served by friendly people. There's no doubt about it. We are the place for steak. Reminding you to show our military troops your support by wearing red on Fridays.
Steak's done right. Texas T-bone.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower or storm. Otherwise, look for highs in the upper 70s with winds variable at 5 to 15. Moving into tonight with a possibility of a few showers or storms, we'll fall up to 52, up to 68 for high Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's go to the Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Greg and Shelton says, guys, thanks for having Coach Blaze on to talk about Shelton Track being located on the Buffalo Hall County line. We don't get a lot of coverage from other news outlets. Thanks again for your support. Our kids appreciate it, and with continued hard work, they'll give us more to talk about. Greg, you're welcome. They're getting some nice coverage. Nice article today in the Grand Island Independent, as a matter of fact. So check that out. You know, it's amazing. When you do a lot of great things, you usually get some good coverage. Or if you take drugs, you get a 50-day suspension, 50-game suspension, and you get coverage there too.
Or if you're playing poker, you want to make some money. Then you get coverage.
Is that the transition you want to use here?
That's you,
Tony. You always want to go from bad to good, and then if there's some negativity, it's always positive.
That's right.
It's always positive. You are a positive, positive person. How many fish did you catch this morning?
Zero. Thank God I was up at 6 o'clock to do that.
You're okay, though. You're not a quitter, though. You're going back for more.
I'm going back for more.
You're going to snag something in the face.
I'm going to effort that.
So you hook a fish, that's good. Derek, our producer, you get hooked on the river, that's bad.
Yes, that's bad.
Explain to people, again, that are just general poker fans what that means.
Generally, in No Limit Hold'em, if you're ahead all the way through the hand until the last card, and then that last card bites you in the butt and you lose the pot, yeah, that's getting rivered. That's not good.
That's starting to become known as the Doug. By the way, it's a bad deal.
Well, we're joined right now by Lisa Parsons, and hopefully that doesn't happen to her too often. Lisa, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, great to have you on. For folks out there, you've got some mutual friends in our listening area, and that's how we made some contact with you. But as we delved into your profile, and I guess maybe paid a little bit more attention that you were from the Midwest, we've seen that you've done some great things on the poker tour. But before we get too deep into that, I guess with all what you would call professional poker players, explain to the fans out there how this happens, where you made the choice, did it turn from recreation into fun, where your success started. I guess just let the fans out there know a little bit about your poker background that gets you to where you are today.
Okay, well, I started playing, I lived in Los Angeles for a while, and I started playing cash poker out there. And then I took a job where I was traveling quite a bit, so I would play here and there. And then finally, I decided to start my own business, and it freed me up to start playing tournaments. And I just decided I was going to take a shot at the World Series, and I flew out to Vegas, and I won my seat in a $500 mega satellite, and I played, and just took it from there, and I got 76th place, made a really good run, and then just things started happening for me, and made some really good connections, and then just decided to come out to Vegas, and since I had my business going, I was able to start playing poker seriously, and I just started playing more tournaments, and that's just kind of how it happened.
Lisa, how long were you involved? I guess basically a sport dominated by men. Now you're starting to see Annie Duke, yourself, some other female players emerge. How long till maybe there wasn't that you weren't worried or concerned about what people thought, and you were just one of them?
Well, it never really bothered me that. Are you talking because I'm a woman?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
From
it never
the female
really bothered
side.
Me because I actually like playing against the men. I actually prefer playing against mixed crowds. I didn't like being called like a woman poker player. I just wanted to be a poker player.
Some of the ladies, even that have, I guess, maybe have been around a long time, the World Series of Poker actually has a no-limit world championship for the ladies. Some of them don't want to play in that because they don't want to be stereotyped in that way. You have played in it. You have cashed. What is that event like?
Well, I have a friend in California. It's been a tradition to meet in Vegas and play in that event, and that's why I still play in the event. But it's so much different than playing in a mixed event because there's a lot of women that are just very timid, and they really don't understand the game as it should be played. And so the difference would be, I guess, is, like, you can't really bluff a lot of them. You know, they'll call you down with, like, queen, jack, 9, 8 on the board, and they'll call you all the way down with deuces, you know. So they just don't know when they're beat, and a lot of them just can't release their pair that they have in their hand.
Okay, Lisa, you won your seat in the World Series. The $10,000 was covered. You make it how many days to get 76?
I made it to day 6. And unfortunately, I got knocked out in the first level. I ran into aces with my pocket jacks. I made a couple moves, and I got caught. So I was down to like 360,000. Blinds were 30,000, 60,000 with I don't remember what the ante was, but I was in pretty much if I was raised, you know, I was in push mode. So a guy in first position raised, and if I re-raised, it was either go all in or fold at that point. So I decided to push with my jacks, and he called with his aces, and I didn't hit.
That's such crap.
I learned about playing jacks, though, I tell you that.
Derek, you got a question for Lisa Parsons. Yeah. Joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lisa, you made it deep into the World Series of Poker main event there, day 6. Obviously, a lot of characters, a lot of personalities in the poker world. Were there any big pros, any big personalities, anything like that that you met at your table along the way?
I didn't, during the World Series, I didn't play with anybody. The only people that people would know that I played with there would be Chino Reams on day 3. I played with him. He was definitely a nightmare to play with. He had a big stack, and he was really trying to bully the table. But I pushed back a little bit, and I earned his respect. And then day 5, I played with Chip Jett and Mark Voss, the Australian. He was kind of being a bully. And then also played with Dennis Phillips from St. Louis, and we made pretty good friends that day. We've been friends ever since.
All right, Lisa, not a lot of folks just here in central Nebraska have, but there have been some Nebraskans that have went out there and played very well at the World Series of Poker, and the car dealer's name from Lincoln just escapes me right now that made the final table a few years back. But, I mean, the first time that you get into the main event, I mean, it's a long, long haul. Nerves, what was it like? I mean, I guess just the first time that you sat down at the World Series of Poker.
I had a friend there from Pennsylvania, and he was in it as well, and we would do a routine every morning, and then every break we would eat dinner together and then talk. And I was just like, I'm so nervous. He's like, just treat it like a cash game because you have two-hour levels. So you're with the same people pretty much all day, two-hour levels, and it ended up being sort of like a cash game to me. So I started getting that in my mind, and then I was like, just make it to dinner break. Just make it to dinner break. And then after dinner break, I'm like, just make it this last level. So every day I would go through that same thing. And then by day 4, I was on a side feature table, but they didn't really show me on TV that much that day. But then, you know, you had the microphone on, and I was so nervous. I was like, I just didn't even want to play a hand. And then day 5, I was with Dennis Phillips and on that table, and the microphone started coming. Every time I was in a hand, the boom mic would come in my face. The cameras would come over just because I was one of the last women, and it was tough for me, you know, because I didn't want them there, and I was trying to concentrate. But then I started to get used to it after a while.
Well, Lisa, now after having the tournament side of things and playing in that, do you prefer cash or do you like the tournaments now?
I actually like the tournaments. I don't know if you're aware that I played basketball at Nebraska Kearney. I was a point guard there for a year. But I'm actually an athlete, so the tournaments are closer to a sport to me than cash. Cash seems more like gambling to me. I do like it, but I prefer tournaments. And now I've made a lot of friends. You know, I've befriended a lot of these poker stars. You know, I just had a drink the other night with Scotty Wynn, and we talked a lot about, you know, tournaments, and he's talking to me about how he really likes my play and stuff, and I guess I would have to say I prefer tournaments.
whatever you're winning at. That's what I prefer. It just doesn't matter if it's cash or tournament.
Hey, Lisa, how many times did Scotty Wynn call you baby?
Let's see, about 500.
Yeah.
He goes, you play good, baby.
It was. I loved the get up from Negreanu on the Heads Up Poker Tournament this weekend, dressing up like Scotty. Lisa, we'll let you get out of here with this last question. Of course, trying to make out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, trying to make a bigger name than professional golfer, the Masters champ, Zach Johnson. You'll probably have to win the main event to do that. What is next for you?
Definitely the main event. That is like number one. And, I had a shot just recently at the World Poker Tour 25K. I just played in that. But the main event is definitely the next step. I'm going to play some tournaments up to the main event, but that's the big one, and that's what I'm waiting for.
Well, Lisa, we will maybe sometime catch up with you again a little bit closer. And, of course, when you're world champion, we'll obviously be giving you a call and delve into those UNK days and some of those weird friends you used to hang out with around here.
Okay, great.
Lisa, thanks for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show and continued success in the poker room.
Okay, thank you so
much. Thanks. Lisa Parsons, professional poker player, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a quick break, then it is Fantasy Baseball with Joe DiMeo right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment, but the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance.
One car coming directly at you could be a fluke, but 10? You're in the wrong lane.
How did Progressive become America's number one truck insurer? By delivering great rates and service and getting our customers back on the road fast. To learn more, contact your local independent agent or visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Going with an industry leader, now that's Progressive. United Financial Casualty Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower or storm. Otherwise, look for highs in the upper 70s with winds variable at 5 to 15. Moving into tonight with a possibility of a few showers or storms, we'll fall up to 52, up to 68 for high Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 70.
You got to know when to fold.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Tomorrow, we are broadcasting live from Lachlan Country Club in Hastings. The United Way annual scramble is going to be going on. I hope you golf better than you fish, and I know you don't.
No, I don't. You know that already. You know that going in. But I'll hit it a long way. I just don't know where the hell it's going
to
go.
Daddy in shorts tomorrow, and you promised to show me a special piece of land over there at Lachlan.
Yeah. Do we have to go there?
Well, we can talk about it tomorrow. All right. But you lost part of your golf equipment in a tree.
I had a 4-iron accidentally slip out of my hand one time.
Well, your caddy should have looked at the grips, obviously, Danny Noonan. Problem. Hey, as we do every Thursday at this time, we head to FantasyPlayersEdge.com. I've been checking out the website a little bit this morning, but Joe DiMeo joins us. Joe, I don't even think we've had time to get anything over the top on Manny Ramirez. It's breaking news this morning, and I have to ask you, when you have a guy like Manny or you have a superstar on your team that all of a sudden gets injured or, in this case, suspended, you have to go to that waiver wire, and you can't find anybody that's equal. And you have to find somebody that's on a hot streak right now. Let's start with Manny Ramirez. What do you do when you run into a situation like that? And if you got Manny on your team, who do you replace him with this week?
Yeah, no question, Doug. This is a devastating situation for fantasy owners. Probably was a high second-round pick, so you've invested a lot in him. Not to mention he's going to miss 50 games. The problem is even more profound for fantasy owners, in that you won't get a DL designation. You won't get a disabled list designation. So that means you either have to carry him as dead weight on the roster for 50 games through July 3rd, or you just simply have to release him and knowing that someone is going to find a spot and sit this guy until July 3rd. So it really, really creates a conundrum for fantasy owners. And they've got to run out now and try and grab some outfield help. There's a couple of guys out there, certainly not of Manny's skill set or production, but Jason Kubel from the Twins will hit for occasional power. Should bat about 290, will drive in a reasonable amount of runs. Remember, we're talking about replacing the production of Manny Ramirez, which is huge, huge fantasy shoes to fill. A guy like, Nick Swisher might still be out there if you hurry. He's stroking a little bit for the Yankees with Posada going on the DL for 5 weeks. Swisher will get more ABs. Matsui will hit DH. And so Swisher in right field along with Cabrera in center and Damon in left would be a good alternative. But be honest, Doug, Daddy, be truthful. There's no way at this stage in the season you can replace Manny Ramirez at a free agency.
Absolutely. Joe DiMeo joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, this question comes from Russ via text message. Says, is there a minor league prospect that hits for power out there, like home runs and RBI side of thing, that maybe you can look for in the next month to come up and make an impact?
The guy that fits that bill was just brought up by the Indians 4 days ago, Matt LaPorta. The real question is, will Eric Wedge, the manager of the Cleveland Indians, give him enough PT, enough playing time for him to establish the long stroke? He's got good power, but without consistent at-bats to go through the growing pains of what a Jay Bruce experienced last year and still experiencing this year, or Travis Snyder is experiencing this year, batting ninth for the Blue Jays, hitting about 240. Unless they give LaPorta the at-bats he's going to need, he's just another big bat sitting on your bench as well as the Indians' bench. there's not a lot of that level of slugger to replace Manny Ramirez. I'm thinking that's the genesis of this text message. Sitting in the minors waiting to be called up. For instance, the Dodgers have replaced Ramirez with Xavier Paul. Xavier Paul has about the same power numbers that I have. you're really up against it trying to replace that or looking for help from AAA. The answer to that question is if LaPorta is out there in your league, go ahead and pick him up, speculative ad, and hope that Wedge and the Indians kind of fall out of it where LaPorta is then given a reasonable amount of at-bats every week to establish himself. He's got good power, though.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us every Thursday at this time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Make sure and check out the website. They can give you more answers there than we can ever get through on the show here. But one thing I looked at is a reemergence this week, a lot of talk about the stolen base. How important is that? If you got Carl Crawford on your team, you kind of might like the production there. How much do you look at a guy that can be a base stealer when you're looking to get somebody on your roster or maybe pick somebody up?
Crawford's tracking for 115, so give me the over and under on that. I mean, he's tracking for 115 stolen bases. He's got 20 in already. No, the stolen base is incredibly useful in winning fantasy leagues head-to-head and winning rotisserie leagues over 162-game schedule. The stolen base almost always puts a runner in scoring position every time he's successful. No one steals first base. So every stolen base results in a runner in scoring position. So a stolen base contributes in two categories. It gives you the SB, of course, but it also gives you the opportunity to pad your runs total as well. And it's incredibly important. Ellsbury has 14 or 15, although he's got he had hamstring spasms the other day. I'm wondering what that feels like. he had hamstring spasms in the middle of the game and sat out. And my guess is he'll sit out another game until unless the weather is reasonably warm. If it's cold tonight, I think they'll sit Ellsbury for another game. But you know, he's has 14. You know, Bray was up to about 11 or 12. He puts a whole new dimension into the game, and those guys I have always found attractive in that they seemingly score more runs than their contemporaries for obvious reasons. They're in scoring position more often, and they simply lock down a category that is an iffy category. Stolen base are a little bit like wins. You know, it's a hard category to gauge. Crawford stole a base in nine games in a row, and he stole six in one game. But typically what happens with base steals, they'll steal two or three in a game, and then they'll go on a bit of a drought. So it's hard to predict that. So they're valuable. And what Crawford has done is extraordinary.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, I'm going to ask you about a team. You know, normally we single out Kansas City, but if there's a shocker to me out there, it's the Toronto Blue Jays. I guess 30 games in to say they'd be leading that division, you'd have been crazy. Offensively, who has surprised you for the Blue Jays?
Two guys, Adam Lind, Aaron Hill. Aaron Hill and Adam Lind have been the amazing 1-2. It hasn't been Alex Rios, Vernon Wells. If you would have asked me on April 6th, if you said to me, Joe, the Blue Jays are going to be in first place, first week of May, second week of May, who do you think carried them? I said, oh, this is an easy one, Doug, Daddy. This is Alex Rios and Vernon Wells. Come on, let's move on to the next question. Adam Lind, Aaron Hill. Okay. Aaron Hill's batting 376 right now. He's pushing 30 RBIs and 30 runs scored with seven jacks. Adam Lind pushing 30 RBIs, 22 runs scored, seven jacks, batting 334. They are carrying the Blue Jays. The real question on the table is, with that said, is it realistic to think that Aaron Hill and Adam Lind will be able to carry the Blue Jays all season long?
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Check it out on the web. He's with us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, have a great week and more success. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet, Doug, Daddy. You take very, very good care and go Royals.
All right. We'll see if we can go for six in a row, and that's coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Pregame at 12:35. First pitch is at 1:10. Had a couple of emails to get to. We will get to one of them right here. Tim and Carney says, hey, guys, as much as the Shorthorns feel they got the shaft when it comes to Texas and Oklahoma, it would seem that the Big 12 benefits from moving the highest BCS team to the championship game. This would further the possibility that the Big 12 team would be in the NCAA title game. Remember the outcry when Crouch and the boys didn't win the Big 12 but played in the national championship? Even though the Sooners couldn't get past the Gators like the Huskers did in 95, it was still good for the Big 12 as a whole to be represented, Tim in Kearney. Tim, thanks so much for the email. We want to thank professional poker player Lisa Parsons for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and, of course, Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler. We've got some special guests from Laughlin Country Club tomorrow. We will be there live for the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, catch some fish today. Sean Callahan tonight, Fanatics 7-9. Be there, people.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show. Got another email we'll get to tomorrow, live from Laughlin tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drill.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game